Please be seated. So I was, Denise and I were WhatsApping with our son in New York this morning, and he was opening his little package we had sent him. And he said to me, you know, Dad, we went to midnight mass in Brooklyn last night, me and a couple of folks, and the priest got up to share the homily, and he started getting really weird, and I thought of you. Fair comment. He said, what is in the Episcopal / Anglican blood with priests and weird stories? Well, I don't want to disappoint. So here we go. And you know, this is all Christopher's fault because he started this tradition, so I can blame him. So there's a lot of stories out there purporting to be about the Christmas donkey. There's books, movies, and songs. People out to make a buck, I say. The donkeys come with different names. Slonky the donkey? The Christmas donkey? Come on. Really? There's even one called Alan the Christmas donkey. What could suggest Alan for the name of a donkey? But here's one from the horse's, I mean the donkey's, mouth. Hi there. My name's Don, and I'm a donkey. Well, let's get more specific. The donkey. But before we get into that story, a little bit more about me. Yes, as you may have suspected, my parents did try for an alliteration with my name. It just kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Don the donkey. Well, I got them back. I fancy myself Donkey the Don. Get it? It's a mafia reference, in case you're sleepy. I'm one of those leather jacket donkeys. They hate it. I love it. I've always wanted to be a tough... Oh, you know. It's my other name. A tough ass. Hee-haw, hee-haw. What, you don't like it when a donkey puns on his own identity? It's an old party joke. I never get sick of it. Anywho, or should I say any hee-haw, back to the fact that I'm not only tough, I'm the donkey who took a young, betrothed, pregnant maid from Nazareth to Bethlehem, back when Caesar wanted everyone to register in their hometowns so that he could raise more taxes. Normally, they would have walked. The girl was young and vibrant, and the old man, well, he wasn't that old, really, mid-30s, if I remember correctly. But there was a problem. The girl, well, you know the saying, she's got a bun in the oven. Well, she part near had a loaf in there. If I remember, if you get my meaning. By the time I was called in to help, she was more waddling than walking. She needed a lift. So, when my owner lent me to Joseph as a taxi service, so his young Mary would be able to make the journey, I was all too happy to oblige. Check that. We donkeys aren't known for happiness. We look at things from a glass half full, half empty, sorry, point of view. If you know what I mean. We're realists. We don't have these large eyes for nothing. We don't miss much. And these big old flappy ears, well, they hear a lot of things too. But I was as close to happy as I could be to go on a bit of a journey. I remember it took us about 4 days, about 25 kilometers a day, I think you say. But that part of my memory is a bit fuzzy, kind of like my mane. I want to tell you a part of the story you may never have heard before. Well, actually, I know you haven't, because I've never shared it before. So there. I had some inkling I was going to experience something incredible just a few hours after Mary got on board my back. Best way I can describe it is to say that we non-human animals are more in touch with our non-thinking knowing than you humans. You know when your dog can sense that you're happy or sad, even before you sometimes know you are. You've no doubt heard about how many of us know to get to higher ground before an earthquake, before it ever happens. And you know most of the birds are aware a storm is coming before you are. Well, I experienced the kind of knowing that was impossible to describe. It felt like all I had ever known and might ever know was bundled in one place. And somehow I knew that place was right above my back where Mary's womb was. Of course, I had no words. It didn't really make sense to me. Much later, I discovered that one of Jesus' followers, a man named, not Don, but close, John, well, he wrote some pretty good stuff that makes you think, but with your brain this time. When I heard what he wrote, it reminded me of what I'd felt as I galumphed along that bumpy Roman road. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. In him was life. Wow, or as we donkeys say when we're really excited, hee-hee-hee-haw. I was so close. I could feel exactly what John wrote. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. We're wandering past hundreds of people who never gave us a second look. Just a couple and a donkey. But then, when we got to the stable and the little guy came out and they so tenderly laid him in that crib, I felt like all the universe was exploding, like every cell of my thick hide was vibrating. I almost burst into donkey song. Just like those singing stars the shepherds went on about until I looked around and realized I should just let the silence ring. Somehow I knew that what was happening in that crash was happening so that it could be repeated 1,000 times, 1,000 times, 1,000 times. We're donkeys. We only count to the in the hundreds. So 1,000 is like as big a number as we can imagine. I somehow knew that what I was experiencing by that manger scene could happen in every heart that dared come close to him. That each of our hearts was a crib made just for him. I cried donkey tears then. The other animals thought I was sad because, well, donkeys are often sad. But I think what I felt there was a joy I'd always wanted, always believed possible, but had never known. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God. Born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. From my stable to yours, Merry Christmas.